Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Joining me is Pat Hamilton and John Ramos. Here we are, encouraging you to encouraging light. I was just listening to the audio Bible this morning and hearing Paul talk about all the things that we could do, all the things that we could do to move in all the giftings and everything God has given the church. And he just basically said this: talk where people can understand you, because everything else is useless if it's not edifying the church.
Right.
I appreciate all these other things you could do right now, but right now what's more important is to encourage the church. You encourage believers. And hearing a conversation to me, and that's just kind of what God has given me, a conversation, and just talking about the things of God. And I'd rather have a conversation about God and the things of God and hear the taught word of God than just somebody talking at me.
Mm. Right.
And it just seems normal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I realized, you know, too, why, you know, talk radio has become so popular, and it's actually very popular today, is very few people talk. They don't have conversations. You know, mm-hmm. They're all caught up in all their digital stuff and all whatever, right. You know, yeah. And it's almost like, I think I'm having a conversation. At least I am in my head.
Right.
I'm having one in my head, and it stimulates our mind. A conversation just stimulates you. I can be working. You know, I had a chance to, you know, of course, be encouraged by listening to VFN Radio yesterday, and I was just so encouraged. Yolai, ektabasan despite deny. But outside of that, I was pumped.
Busted out some Aramaic.
I was pulling out my Greek. I was pulling
my Aramaic.
It was flowing. Sabak to knock a dig it.
English, not so much. Arabic, man, you got that.
It was so funny.
It was that psychology came over.
I was being so flowed and so encouraged. I'm like, man, this is great. And all of a sudden, and then boom. And I'm like, whoa. That was so good. But it was so encouraging. If you missed yesterday, you got to catch it. But a conversation, you'll be surprised. You have to keep your brain active. And personally, you know, and this is how my brain works, and maybe if you're a different kind of design of a brain, you have to have complete silence so you can hear yourself talk to yourself. I don't need to talk to myself. And you have to hear yourself think. Yeah, look at that. His eyes roll up in his head.
Gerbil?
He goes, that's true. That's actually, I needed to hear myself think. They're the ones that go, shh, I'm thinking.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, no noise.
All you do is snap your fingers and they're lost. Where am I? What happened? But to me, it just makes my brain just fire off everything. And I just love to hear good, you know, positive, you know, conversation. And there's nothing more positive than talking about the things of God and God's perspective behind the news and, you know, wisdom moments. Think about wisdom is the proper application of knowledge. You can go to college for, you know, 4 years, 6 years, 8 years, and you can be knowledgeably ignorant. And it's a shocker, you know. Doctor, see right here, this is how you start your car. You know, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because there's so much knowledge, it's like, but you got to have wisdom on how to apply that knowledge. And we hope, you know, in the conversations that we're having, we're sharing with you the wisdom that God has revealed to us. How do you live your day-to-day life? That's wisdom. How do I apply, you know, the word of God to my life, the commandments of God and all that? And it's just, I love VFN Radio. You know, I'm not saying it because I'm part of it, is the fact that I listen to it when I'm not on it, because it's the word of God. It's a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage you to get a device, a radio or an something or an something, and put it on your desk at work, and, you know, put it by the kitchen sink and just carry it with you or whatever, and just listen. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Think about it. 24 hours, 7 days a week, all around the world. You can hear VFN Radio. And if you miss a segment, if you miss a segment that you just like catch a half of it, don't be disappointed like it used to be. Oh, I'm just so disappointed. I'm sure the first part of that was good. You can actually go into the highlights or go to the VFN Torch, and you can hear the whole segment, the whole segment. And in addition to that, you can have podcasts downloaded into your devices. And podcasts are so cool because you can keep them forever in your own storage device. But be encouraged. Understand that this is very, very important because as the days progress, although it gets darker and darker on the outside for the church, for those who love God, it gets lighter and lighter. This is what the Word of God says. He says, your peace in the midst of chaos and trouble and disaster is a witness to those who don't know God. He says this is a witness to them, letting them know that you're going to be saved by God. God's going to protect you in it. But to them, it's a witness that they're going to be destroyed unless they know God, which is a witness. You're just having peace. And by listening to VFN Radio, you can keep that peace. You can keep that peace so you can be a witness. Sometimes your greatest witness is to sit beside somebody while they're watching the daily news and just relax and have a cup of coffee while they're biting their fingernails. It's like, what? I mean, really mean it. You know, not, they aren't faking it. It's just like, what? You know, I think about, did I talk about this? I talked about this.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Well, you know, it was, I feel really bad about it because I could have preached a great message of repentance. And instead, I just said, I'm here.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to worry about it. I was walking through a lightning storm.
Ooh.
Hitting each other on his water.
He's getting it down.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was wrestling, though, with the
whole
thing.
Few more words to do.
I was wrestling with the concept of walking through it. Okay, I was wrestling with that. And I was thinking, the statistics of possibly being struck by lightning.
Wow.
And besides,
wow, twice in one day. Wow.
And besides, I knew it wasn't a tournament. So, and I was listening to a miracle of God, you know, talking with somebody that was sharing a miracle of God. And it was dry and just beautiful weather at the beginning of the phone call. And by the end of the phone call, and I'm in my my F-150 limousine. That's the same limousine. No, you have a, never mind. So
yours is longer than mine.
Is it really?
Much longer.
You just got leather seats.
Right. Well.
Anyway, we won't talk about your limo. Anyway, so I don't have a driver. Anyway. and lightning is just popping and just crackling. And I did say, I got to say, I was weakened in my faith because I had those earbuds on for the iPhone. I did think, you know, if I am going to be hit.
At least you're grounded.
Yeah, I didn't want, there's no ground to rear my ears. Yeah.
You're grounded to your phone.
Yeah, I was grounded to my phone. I thought, I just don't want like burnt spots in my ears and lines going down my face. So I put it on speakerphone and I said, God forgive me for being weak in my moment of faith.
Oh my goodness.
I didn't mind dying. I just didn't want to die with just.
Rip marks. Okay.
Yeah, like Frankenstein things in my ears. Anyway, so then, so I'm walking with this little umbrella. I don't know. It's about 3 inches wide or something. And, a little bit bigger than that. I just happen to be thick-boned, and it's a little bit more difficult to cover me in a rainstorm. And all these grown folks were just huddled up under the cover, the shelter there. And because they were like, oh, because it was bad. It was like, but if you've been in ministry long enough, you can walk slow in a thunderstorm. It doesn't bother you. And so I was walking along, seeing if God wanted to take me home. And and I come into the front door. Door for those in Jersey, a door. I went to the door and opened up. There was even more folks huddled down there. But as soon as I opened the door, the lightning just like hit so hard. It was like it hit the ground outside this restaurant. And it was like, bam. And I just seized the moment. It was like, bam. I walked in there, threw my hands up and said, I'm here. And these grown men were just huddled down with their hands over their faces looking like, I don't know, somebody appeared. I thought, dear God. And then I laughed and walked on through them.
So what did you say when you walked in?
I said, I'm here. And they're going like this. Now they're all going like, they're going like this because it was just the big light was behind me.
Yeah.
Their whole life just shook. And they're huddled out in fear that something was going to happen. And But I had peace in the midst of all that. But I have to apologize. I did not preach the gospel. Instead, I used humor and said I was here, and they were terrified. Wow. And I laughed and walked through the whole crowd. I thought, man, how much more effective would that have been if I just would have said, repent!
You know what? You can pray for another rainstorm, and
yeah,
hopefully you can redeem that opportunity.
You don't have to lately. They're like every five minutes, they're coming down.
Yeah, that's right.
My poor dog's learning how to swim. He never got in the pool before, but now he is just in the pool. So, but just having that peace that you can walk through thunderstorms. It's amazing to me, people that believe in eternity are scared to go there. People who preach and talk to other people about salvation and eternal life are terrified at the probability that they almost went there. I'm like,
it's like, hello.
I was watching this particular awesome testimony of a lady that was being healed. And actually, she was healed by doctors who, you know, brought surgery. And she went through all this chemo and everything. And she was just so relieved that she made it. But the question is, you made it for what? I mean, what are you going to do with this life? I mean, it's cool. I mean, I'm all for being healed because we believe lay hands on the sick and they're healed. And we tell people to go to the doctors and we see them healed and we celebrate it. But we're going to stand alone before God. You know, what are we going to do? Why? You know, and the thing is, we could pour our life out for him, you know, and bring him glory. And hopefully get a chance today to talk about, you know, revealing the glory of God, revealing the glory of God. And that's what he's looking for, is for us to be able to bring him glory. So all these things going on, practice walking in the midst of danger, knowing that you are confident that God has protected you. Hence, you have a shield around you called the shield of faith, which angels back up because they're cooperating with your belief that you believe God will protect you. And people watch that and go, wow, totally amazing. But you're also comfortable with the fact that if the lightning struck me or didn't make it through this, you know, don't cry for me, Argentina. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be in heaven. I am going to be in heaven with God, to be absent for the body, to be present with the Lord.
Amen.
That's Ain't right. No grave going to hold me down, as the song said. And so don't run from death. Run to the chopping block if your time comes, like Paul did. But until then, understand you should be kind of caught in between the two. As long as I'm here, that's what Paul said, as long as I'm here, I'd rather be there. Mm-hmm. But as long as I'm here, I'm here for you, God. Mm-hmm. Every moment, every dime, every day, every minute, I lay it out for you. Why? Because I believe in eternity. Mm-hmm. I believe in eternity. Mm. Don't you believe in eternity? That's what we preach. That's the good news. The good news. He said, if Jesus has not been risen from the dead, Paul says, we've been lying about God.
That's right.
We've been lying about God. And that's a huge thing. And he said, also, if he's not risen from the dead, that means if there is no resurrection from the dead, that means Jesus didn't raise from the dead. Mm-hmm. Which means for us, if that's true, we should be pitied more than anybody else. I don't care how good your life is. If you profess that you have this relationship with God, but you don't believe in the resurrection, and as if the resurrection never happened, you're only living for this life. But as Christians, we're living for eternity. This is premarital counseling, not marital, like fleshly marital, not that. I'm talking about being presented as the bride of Christ. You know, God is a spirit. And the understanding that, you know, listen, it's just so short. This time is so short to do something for him. Yeah. But we should walk around in that tension continually. And if you walk around in the tension continually about, I want to be there, but as long as I'm here for you. But when I'm there, I'll be with you forever. Mm-hmm. Then you don't have no problem telling people about God. You don't have no problem because your mind's constantly on him. You're not running in fear and biting your last little piece of your fingernail left because of a storm. You're just going, this could be my moment. This could be my moment. This could be my moment. And when it wasn't your moment, you go, okay, I got some more time to you know, it just doesn't really, you're not giving up on life. You're giving into eternity. People say, well, you're just giving up. No. You're not giving up on life. You're giving into eternity. Understand that's what we got through Jesus Christ, to live with him forever, to rule and reign with him forever. Heaven is so big. Heaven is so big that it will, if you put it on earth, it would just crush earth. Heaven is so big, it would just crush earth. And it's so awesome that streets of gold and the light is God himself.
Mm-hmm.
You think about it. It's God himself. I mean, right. Think about it. And he has these awesome trees in heaven, this river, the river of life that flows from the throne of God, that these trees, just the trees themselves, they have a leaf on them, and the leaf is for the healing of the nations. I mean, you could just eat a leaf, and a nation could be healed.
Mm.
I mean, think about that. I mean, this God that we serve and that we love is in the center of all creation, and his throne is surrounded by an emerald rainbow. Lightning and thunder is just exploding continually out of his throne, and angels are proclaiming continually, "Worthy, worthy, worthy are you to receive all the glory, all the honor, all the praise." And this is not like a concept. It's true. He's holding it all together. Everything was made by him and for him, and nothing was made that was not made by him. He is holding all things together. All the glory is his. The question is, will you make Jesus the Lord of your life and get in to eternity and understand what I'm talking about? And this God who has all of that praise and all of that glory and all of that ability created you in his image and his likeness so that he could have fellowship with you. The devil's been pounding you saying, "God don't love you. God don't like you. God's mad at you. Look what you've done now," etc. And God's going like, "Hey, look who I am. I am so, think what I did. I created heaven and earth and the sea and the sky and the birds and the animals and the shrubs. And I created you in my likeness, in my image, so that I could have fellowship with you." And then when there was a fall in the garden and I lost that intimate relationship with you because of sin, I gave my own son to be in relationship with you. That's Jesus. Listen, this is a win-win for those who make Jesus the Lord of their life.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for the church, those who call themselves believers, to get caught up in eternity. Get caught up in the tension, the excitement of I'm going to go be with him, and also the excitement that I could do for him while I'm here. Think about it. Just that tension between, oh my goodness, I could do one more thing for him before this time, this season of my existence is over before I enter into eternal life. So I could have a crown of glory, a crown of righteousness, not for me to wear, so that when the cherubim, when the four living creatures begin to proclaim the glory of God and the elders get off their thrones and take their crowns and lay them at their feet, that you'll have a crown too that you can lay at his feet that brings him the glory. You're bringing glory to him.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God in the highest. I mean, it is his glory, but the question is, will you give it to him? Will you give this life that he's given you in a way to bring glory to him so when he brings you into eternity, you have something to offer him? God offered you a son. Then he offered you a span of life. And now he's sitting here. He picked the time, the season, the place, the address, and everything about you where you would live. Just seeing, as he says in Acts 17, if you would reach out to him and touch him, though he's not far from you. Listen, God's got a plan for your life. This is really an exciting, awesome thing. The creator of the universe loves you and has a plan for your life. It's time to get in.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
What rights do residents of a privately owned development have regarding religion? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I live in a HUD building for elderly and disabled people. It's subsidized housing, and there are 18 different nationalities in this building. And we had recent guidelines that were passed by the Tenants Association for the person who chooses cards to send to those in the building who are in the hospital ill,
sure,
or to the families that die.
Right.
And the guidelines included cards must have no reference to the Lord or Jesus for their many faiths here at Sereno Tower.
Well, let me tell you a couple things, Judith, and I'm glad you called. Number one, you have the right to send those cards out expressing sympathy. You can include Christian sentiment, Christian statements in it without the fear of any kind of reprisal or any fear there. That is absolutely incorrect. You hang on the line, get us that information, we'll get someone working on it right away for you, okay?
If you have questions regarding law and religious liberties, visit us at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Hey, we're just talking about what, you know, God is saying and some of the things that sharing some words about a spiritual avalanche, this huge mindset. And it's just so refreshing because, you know, when you're hearing from the Lord and the things that we've heard and I've heard, is after a while you're just thinking like, I'd like to hear about something good, you know. I mean, right. Is there something? We prayed for a long time. You know, we pray for a long time, and part of one of the prayers that we were praying, you know, scripturally, is like, Lord, let us know your heart, your feelings, what you're thinking. And it came to a point, it's like, you know, I don't think I want to know this anymore, because it just felt so heavy and so broken. And so I don't think I have the grace, I don't have the ability in my humanness to be able to even tap in barely to your emotions. Mm-hmm. But I can't. And then we added to the prayer that you would give us grace to be able to handle this. And yeah. He did.
Yeah.
And because we don't want to, you lose your relationship with somebody when you're not willing to feel their feelings, you know, what they're thinking and feeling and empathize with them. And so you want, don't lose, you lose your relationship and turn it over to religion. But in the context of that, God's heart's broken over all this. Mm-hmm. And then he began to tell us that, but if you're broken over this, it's nothing wrong with you. It's a good thing. As a matter of fact, he talks about it in Ezekiel, and he literally put a sign in the sky for us after a time of 7 days of prayer and fasting. Mm-hmm. That he says, go down there, those that are broken over the situation. He's telling Ezekiel this, and put a mark on them. Put a mark on them so when this storm comes, that it won't affect them. Did he not do that? I mean,
yes,
he did,
sure,
that. It's like, oh my goodness, thank you, Lord. And literally
it's
put
in
a
sky.
It was in the sign in the heavens about mm-hmm. it. And so if you're God's, and not if you say you're God's, understand that. Not if somebody tells you that you're God's, God's apostrophe S, you know, you're possessive, that you are God's son or daughter, is that you know you're God's. You know what I'm saying? You're not like, I guess my pastor told me I'm saved. You know, I don't know. This is prophet that told me I have a call on my life. And I'm like, no, dude. You know Jesus. You know what I'm saying? You made him the Lord of your life. You abide. You hang out with him, not because you have to, because you desperately want to. You want to be able to spend time with him and know what he's thinking and all. And so you want to make that decision. If you haven't yet, we have a way to be able to help you do that at meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Joining me is Pat and John. I had a mouse running across my computer screen. It was totally amazing.
Did you catch it?
I did. I really did. Did you hear about, you know, you hear about eHarmony. You know, can you imagine? I mean, you know, what,
yes,
you know,
yes, well, yes,
I'm
yes,
not saying anything yes, about that, because people used to, you know, parents used to get involved in helping in the parlor,
right?
And they'd bring people together in the parlor. It wasn't long ago, and well, it was either the parlor or the holler, you know, it was the country. Was like, do you see Jack Maribel down there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anyway, you know, people go to this thing called eHarmony, mm-hmm, and they search the data on other people. It's sort of like a Snowden thing, I guess.
Something like that.
The data, NSA, you just look through all the data of, if you're, I guess, a man, you're looking for the data of all the women, searching all their their stats and facts and data and all that kind of stuff. I mean, maybe this is like the NSA.
Vice versa. Hey.
Maybe the government's just catching up with what people have already been doing in America, right?
Are we having a moment?
They searched the data of all the people that were looking for, and then they determined, because they filtered out all the terrorists. And then they decide, this is the one that I like, I guess, and I guess they date them or something. All in the commercial, they were happy, and they got married and something like that. And nothing to get, hey, that's better than just marrying a stranger. But it just kind of gives a new understanding as to Snowden. Now I'm thinking about the NSA and the Gestapo. Anyway, so so they have this little match things like Match.com and eHarmony and all these different programs to help people get together. But yet the divorce rate's still the same. But anyway, So, I mean, people are trying to do it perfectly. They'll understand. You're going to marry another human being, by the way. They're going to be human, woman. I mean, I'm saying they're going to be both. They're gonna be, in the context of that, you are going to have to die to yourself to have a good relationship.
No doubt.
You know, Don and I, we're celebrating 25 years. 25 years of being married.
Wow.
And it doesn't just happen.
Oh, it doesn't.
And the adversary is not for you know, staying married and walking rightly before God in marriage. And you have to hold on and know God and do what's right. And he just takes you through all these journeys. And we're finding out the greatest testimony to the Americans is just they're amazed at anybody that can be married for them. We were in a hardware store and asking for directions, real nice lady. And she was showing us to this particular stuff. And I told her, I said, this is our 25th. We went to the hardware store.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, looking for a gift?
Yeah.
You were looking for a dirt devil, were you?
No,
you weren't looking for
a dirt devil. I know better than that.
Okay.
I wouldn't buy a devil anything. Anyway.
I don't know.
You know, it's like Jiminy Crickets. Did anybody do that?
Oh, yes. Did you forget that?
I don't want to go back and look that up.
You try to forget that. I don't know.
It must be the one that's real quiet.
Do you have the cricket thing?
I am so sorry, Tracy. I am so sorry. I'm brokenhearted.
She had such good sense of humor. She actually laughed about it.
Thank God there are diamond ones coming up next.
Oh. Right. He's saving big time for that.
Right. Listen. Where am I? Anyway.
You're in a hardware store.
I'm in a hardware store.
For some reason. On your anniversary.
25th anniversary.
You must be lost.
We've done some other things.
Obviously,
he meant to go to the jewelry store.
Actually, the reason why our dog is drowning.
Oh, okay.
Our dog is drowning because of this new gutter system that just takes all the water and just dumps it in one spot. And the doll's like, I'm drowning. And so we're trying to find this little bendy thing. Anyway, and so I tell this clerk that, or the person with the vest, and she goes, oh, wow, that's so great, because I work at a legal office where we help with divorce.
Oh, gosh.
And it's so good to hear.
Oh, okay.
It's so good to hear. No, she was like, here's some divorce papers. Yeah. She's just so, it's just so good to see somebody still married.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so cool. So I told Donna, I said, Donna, go ahead and load the lumber on the truck.
Yeah.
Just joking. You know, I'm joking. Please don't write to Pat. So eHarmony. Woo!
Where am I?
This is VFN Radio.
I was thinking about the ramifications of, hey, load the lumber on the truck.
I'm going to be in trouble.
Snap my brain is going like, okay, now how are we going to work? Okay. And so I see this thing, you got eHarmony, all this dating stuff. Now they have it for farmers. They have it for farmers. We're farmers if you're farming pigs and cows and stuff. It's called Farmers Only.
What are they looking for?
Another farmer. Farmers so they can marry each other.
I mean,
think
livestock.
About it. It would be terrible if it was like the Green Acres. I don't know if y'all remember. Let me fill you some history
right
here.
Yeah, he don't know about that.
Yeah, well, no, I don't know.
Green
don't.
Acres is the place for me.
Yeah.
Oh,
far away from the city streets. Green Acres is the place for me. Da 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 da.
Oh, this
da,
is
da,
a song. Yeah. This is a song.
Well, I can't sing it.
It was actually a TV show.
Oh, okay. And then Zsa Zsa Gabor would go, "Oh, how I love the city streets," and all this. And they were like, so he married somebody who wasn't a farmer. This is so far back and so far out. He had to climb up a telephone pole and tap into a wire to make a phone call.
Oh my god.
So you don't want to marry, you want to, a farmer wants to marry a farmer, right?
Okay.
You don't want to marry somebody who thinks getting the firewood, milking the pigs, milking the cows. Do you milk pigs? I wouldn't have milk anyway. It's way too close to the ground. Mm. It's way too, I don't know how you could even do it. Besides, but you get a lot more because it's a lot more anyway. So getting on to
almost like a lot less back to
yeah,
right. Milking pigs.
Yeah, milking pigs. You have like eight little machines. I know that somebody recently took their kids to dairy farm. And
that was an experience.
Oh yeah, and they realized because these machines, so they just put these machines up on the udders of the cows, and these machines are just milking the cows.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like what, about 3 inches away from the cows. At the same time, they're pooping. Oof. So these kids are watching this thing go chomp, 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 and all this milk going down, and the cow going boop, boop, boop. And the kids are like, we don't want milk ever again.
Never mind.
And even their parents are going like, I don't think we want it either anyway.
More like boom, boom, boom.
We're so far away from reality. No, it was more like poor.
Oof.
But anyway, this is parental guidance. So you can imagine.
Focus.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine, though? Can you imagine, like, you got your cornflakes, and you're going, I am just out of milk. So you take your bowl out to the farm.
Oh, yeah.
And you just squirt a little
out
milk.
Out the barn.
You just squirt a little milk.
Come here, Betsy.
Come here, little milk. You run the rats off, right, and go squirt, squirt, squirt. Right.
Back up.
And we just couldn't relate to that. That's where milk comes from, by the way. That's where it comes
That's
from.
That's what I hear.
We just totally have deprived
all the kids. I thought it was Walmart.
All the kids that are listening now will no longer have vitamin D in their system. They're not going to have no milk.
I think he just ruined Jonathan.
That's where it comes from, man. Your dad can explain the rest. So then they have farmers only. So this is where a farmer can find a farmer, because you don't want Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Mm.
She's not going to milk your cow because it'll mess up her meat coat. But listen, this is one of their commercials. This is a real commercial for farmers only. So if you're a farmer and you're listening to VFN Radio today and you're looking for a loved one, this is for you.
Where's Jill?
She's really lonely and out walking the cornfield again.
Do you think they will ever find us true love?
Not hanging out with us all day.
We used to be lonely.
Until we met on Farmers Only.
FarmersOnly.com is the new online dating site for farmers, ranchers, and good old country folks.
You don't have to be lonely at FarmersOnly.com.
City folks just don't get it.
Is that so cool?
Oh my gosh.
I mean, it makes sense when you see the end of the show. You can see this. You'll be able to see this actual commercial on the VFN Torch. You can go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch. But know that it makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense that if you're going to be on the farm, you definitely want somebody that wants to be on the farm with you.
No doubt.
Because if you're going to work the farm all day long, you're going to want biscuits, eggs, bacon, all the proteins you can to be able to walk out that whole day, milking, slopping, all the things that you do. Hey, that could be a good diet plan. Other than your little block that you walked around. Have you got bigger blocks?
No. I did spend some time on the farm, a little bit like a plantation.
Were you lost? Plantation.
A little plantation.
Can you clarify that?
Well, you know, we had no idea, man.
You know this, when I went to Louisiana, I had a chance to.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I had a chance to get out there, and it's just really actually beautiful home.
Chillaxed at a plantation?
Chillaxed.
At a plantation?
Southern plantation type, you know. In the movies. What you see in the movies?
It's the real there, though. These are the real.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it looked like, I had a flashback, man. It was like, wow. It was so beautiful, though. It's really like this.
Did you fall to your knees like Nehemiah and repent for the sins of our fathers?
No, I didn't, no.
Are you dead?
No.
Okay.
But I was out there, and I was seeing all those cows you were talking about.
Oh, they had cows out there?
About, like, hundreds of them. Hundreds. So, I've never been up close to a cow. So I thought, you know, I'd walk the fields and see if I can get one and get close to one. You know, cow tipping and stuff.
Is there a video of this? This has got to be good.
There isn't a video, but you know, you're out in the field
hundreds
by yourself.
Hundreds of cows. You're walking out. Hundreds of cows. You're getting close to them. They look so innocent, don't they? The big old eyes and like big marbles.
Well, they're huge. These boys were huge.
That's where big hamburgers come from.
Oh my! And not big hamburgers. Big other stuff too. Those cow patties are huge.
Oh yeah, right.
They're huge. So I'm thinking I'm going to get close to one, and I kept getting closer and closer. The more I kept getting closer and closer, they kept taking off. These things are not brave animals at all. I couldn't even get close to it, and there are hundreds of them.
It's sort of like the sheep knows their shepherd, a cow knows their cowboy, I guess.
Oh man, they were running off.
Wow,
a whole bunch of them.
Well, you're a city folks, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, they didn't smell the city folk or something. I don't know.
It was the cologne.
Was it cologne? Right. Was it the brute, the wild musk?
It was the brute. No, it was the Old Spice.
Old Spice.
Yeah. It was Old Spice.
Old Spice, yeah.
And was it really?
I have no idea. No, I don't wear Old Spice.
Do you wear anything?
Put your shirt back on.
Oh, my goodness.
English leather, right?
No, no. Yeah, actually, you know, my daddy used to wear the brute. You don't see brute anymore, but I think about those colognes.
Comes
brute.
By the gallon.
splash. That aqua velva stuff.
Oh, wow.
Well, I remember the brute, the green brute bottle. No, but I don't wear the brute or
the little shield
spice.
Hanging over
yeah,
it.
Exactly. Right. The chrome shield, yeah.
Right. Mm.
No.
Right by the Brill cream. Go ahead.
No, that's all.
So you're walking out to the cows.
I'm walking out to the cows, and I'm thinking that I'm going to get close, but it just doesn't happen. They just keep running away from me. But I did step in some other stuff that was not nice. I didn't think what I was going to find all those cow patties while I was walking out there. And they're pretty huge. They're pretty big.
If they dry, though, they actually have a cow patty throwing contest.
I don't know who would want to pick up those things.
You going to share?
No.
They actually throw whoever can throw the cow patty the furthest.
Furthest.
I'm wrestling with all this.
And milking pigs at the same time.
Milking pigs at the same time. I know you can milk them because piglets. I saw piglets do it before. Milk.
Right.
So, you needed a horse? Probably is what you needed.
I guess. But it was really nice.
Have you ever ridden a horse?
I've never ridden a horse. I'd like to get on a horse, but I've never.
I can see that in the future. We will have that little torch for you.
Yeah.
It will be on BFN TV. This is good. This is good. You're down with the guy horses. So
hey, listen, I really enjoyed it. It was just nice being out in the open country. Were some folks out there that were picking blueberries?
It was a plantation.
Whatever. I mean, plantation country. You know, hey, looks all the same to me. I'm sorry, you know, but it was nice. It was really nice.
That reminds me of getting out. I was going to, I guess it was Mississippi or Louisiana, coming through there, and I saw this old house that was owned by a sawmill family. Can't tell you the name of the place. It was the French General, name of the community, and I was just overtaken by how the old mm-hmm. buildings are and all that, and I'm just soaking in the history and walking in. And I went inside, and they have real high ceilings because the heat would go to the high ceilings back then. And they had this almost a 4x8 sheet of plywood that was designed nicely, you know, with some trim mm-hmm. and stuff, that had a rope on it that somebody would actually stand and pull it back and forth.
Plywood.
Yeah, and it would fan the people. That was the fan. It was just hung in the middle of the ceiling over the table.
What?
And they would pull it back and forth to fan the flies away and keep the...
Wow.
Yeah, and I thought, well, flies and all that. And so then I walked out by the water, and I walked a long ways away from any cover or anything. And all of a sudden, these evil, demonic horse flies. Man, they had to be... I know somebody was sitting in that place watching me fix to get up under that tree. I walked out there. I'm just having this moment. You know, I'm just sucking in all this history going, whoa, this is real. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. All I heard, zzz, zzz, and one guy, and as soon as they touch you, they bite you.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one. I'm like being swarmed. And it's, you can't be cool when you're running from 500 horse flies and you're trying to get back to the car, you know, in some foreign land. And I'm literally just trying to knock these things off of me. They're biting me all over the place. I mean, instantly I went from just awe struck by this history to like, I will never, ever come here again. If I did live here, I would have a piece of plywood to going back and forth to knock the, and well, you have to have a piece of plywood and knock these huge bugs down.
Wow. Oh,
that's how big they are. Normally it's just like a little fan or something. These horse flies are so big, it takes a sheet of plywood to knock them out.
Wow.
That's bad.
Need a bee suit to walk out. A bee suit.
You do.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I'll never forget, I read this book once, and the author asked this question. I don't remember much about the entire book. I was in college at the time. And he says, in the book, if there, you know, what is one thing that if you started doing every single day for the rest of your life, what's the one thing that will change your life? And that one sentence just exploded within inside of me. I go, whoa! I was in my 20s. That's powerful. That's deep. And I go, what's the one thing? The one thing that if I just started doing every single day would change my life. I got thinking. I said, I wasn't a Christian at the time. I said, I bet if I read my Bible every day, I bet you that would change my life. And that was the beginning.
Wow.
That was the beginning. One little step. Let me tell you something. We have a simple plan for you. You can get that at iabide.org. It's free. It doesn't cost you a thing. And you will learn how to hear God's voice, connect with God, and write down what he's telling you and have a relationship with the Lord. I'm telling you, if you allow God's word to get on the inside of you, it'll change your life because he is the word.
Hey, John. I actually just got an iPhone. Do you have an iPhone?
You know I do.
Really? Why'd you get an iPhone?
Well, I got an iPhone because I want to stay connected with my friends, family, and of course, you know I love those apps.
Apps? Tell me what? Tell me about the apps.
Well, you know apps, Steve. Come on, I gotta bring you 21st century.
Yeah, and I'm
apps
behind.
Apps is a way that you can stay connected. You know, I want you to know now that VFN Radio, we actually have an app where all of our radio listeners can download onto their phones. Now, whether you have an iPhone or you have an Android phone, we got you covered.
Wow.
You can go to the App Store for the iPhone or Google Play for your Android, type in the word VFN TV, and then download. And what that does is it allows you to take VFN Radio on the go. What do I mean? Listen, I enjoy listening on my computer, but sometimes I want to get in the car. You want to go to the beach, hang out with some friends, take your phone with you, select your VFN TV radio app, and you have all this access to live program. You have access to video content, messages, and so much more. I like to say it's VFN Radio on the go. I encourage you to download the app now. Go to your App Store or Google Play and type in VFN TV.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Joining me is Pat and John.
Well, you know, we have been praying and still are praying for a third great awakening to touch America, touch America and spread all over the world. I mean, when you look at what's happening in America and in the world today, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to find out. We need God in a very, very bad way. And I just heard some really encouraging news Reinhard Bonnke, really the great evangelist of known to have won millions. In fact, he's 73 years old now, believe it or not.
Wow.
He looks so young, and he is young, but, you know, it's just some people you don't ever expect to really get old, and he has so much fire and so much energy. And mm-hmm. But he was used powerfully to reach the continent of Africa. The Lord actually spoke to Reinhard four times in a dream, and told him that Africa would be saved. And finally he told his wife, this was back in 1972. In fact, what God told him was all Africa shall be saved.
Wow.
And he told his wife after the fourth time, he says, I think God wants me to do something in Africa. And after many years of ministry, it is reported and been shared that Reinhard has led close to 75 million people.
Whoa.
75 million people in Africa, in the continent of Africa, mm-hmm. to the Lord. I mean, if you've seen any of his crusades or seen any videos, I mean, you just see thousands and thousands. And I mean, just all you see are dots of people's heads. But they're, I mean, and all the crusades are lined up with all sorts of crutches and all different type of, you know, wheelchairs and things like that. People not radically saved, mm-hmm. and healed. Well, just last year, Reinhard Bonnke said that the Lord gave him a dream that America is going to be saved.
Wow.
And it's so encouraging because, you know, many of us are believing and holding mm-hmm. on to. We've been sharing on VFN Radio that, listen, there is still hope for America. You know, we've been saying 2 Chronicles 7:14 over and over again that if my people who are called by, this is God saying, by mm-hmm. my name will humble themselves, repent, turn from their wicked ways and pray, and God will heal our land.
Mm-hmm.
And America, you think, I mean, Africa, it's a continent. It's not like.
Right.
You know, when you think about America, it's a country.
Exactly.
A nation.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And Africa's actually, you know, you think of all the parts of Africa.
Yeah, it's
right.
Huge.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's huge.
I mean, all the Middle Eastern issues that are going on right now, you're looking at Northern Africa,
yeah.
all the way across,
mm-hmm. yeah.
you know, Libya and Egypt and. Benghazi situation right there is in Libya. All that mm-hmm. stuff's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, Malawi.
Malawi, Zimbabwe, Tanzania.
Well, Malawi, all the fighting going on there, the million orphans in Zimbabwe. There's just so much calamity, you know, in the context of that. Wow.
Yeah, and to see what has already been done. Well, God's been stirring, you know.
It kind of says then, I don't want to interrupt you with it, but it kind of says that salvation's coming to Africa, and there will be people, lots of people, that will find God in the context of that. So when God says, based on his experience and our observing of how that's been walked up presently, is he's not talking about a piece of land being saved. He's talking
right.
about the Africans,
right,
which is a continent, are going to be saved. 750 million? As it was, you say?
No, 75 million.
75 million. Okay, 75 million. That was the response.
Yeah.
That was the
recorded
response.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So could be more, but recorded response was 75 million. And I mean,
right.
if you see these crusades, millions of people show up. I mean, at a time, it's been huge.
And mm-hmm. it's so important, I'm saying that, it's because some people are so held captive by a negative demon that when they see 75 million people saved
yeah.
and get saved,
yeah.
they say, but there's actually 76 million Africans.
Mm-hmm.
So they would say, well, that means Africa didn't get saved. 75 million!
Hello!
Come on.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So when you're talking about, you know, what you're about, I know what you're about to share is, you know, just crank it up and realize, you know, what you're about to share is that we can have the same kind of faith.
Absolutely.
The same kind of faith.
Absolutely. Well, you know, God's been speaking to a lot of revivalists and people that just love God and want to see this nation won and the people in this nation won. Well, you know, Billy Graham is turning 95, and in November, this is going to be one of his pretty much last crusades at 95. They have 16,000 churches that are participating and being a part all across the country. Reinhard Bonnke is doing a kind of a big crusade in Orlando, and just different evangelists and revivalists are sharing the gospel just like we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we are all believing the body of Christ. God is stirring up the body of Christ for a huge move of God. And our faith is stirred. And we want to encourage you this morning and today to let your faith be stirred. Let your faith be encouraged because this is the hour. I mean, this is the time that we can go after God and believe God for everyone in America. Why not believe for an entire country can be saved? I mean, in Honduras, they're praying that a nation can be saved in a day. Mm-hmm. In Colombia right now, in Cartagena, Colombia, there's a group of believers that are getting up at 3 a.m. They're called early risers. And they get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and what they're doing is they get up to pray through the city streets at 3 a.m., and they're seeing all sorts of miracles. They're seeing their city transformed. They're mm-hmm. seeing people that didn't have employment. They're bringing their resumes and are getting jobs.
This is Colombia, you said?
This is in Colombia.
Oh, wow.
I'm just sharing just some of the God happenings around
the
world.
Yeah, I'm thinking about, you know, what I was saying earlier, what you're saying is that maybe the continent of Africa might not have made it if the 75 million people who are walking in the context of the fabric of the continent today didn't get saved. Maybe it just would have crashed as a civilization. Maybe America would be saved because this massive amount of people who are in our everyday life, and they'll be leaders and pastors and parents right. and whatever, and they will actually turn the nation in the right direction, and they'll benefit, if my people.
Well, hey, that's...
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, wow, yeah, maybe that's it. The nation that's can be saved when enough people turn to God.
Yeah, what's that number, 10%?
Yeah, 10% can turn.
So believe with us. Let's pray. And let's just see God do what he's going to do. But you got to be in it. You got to be ready. Listen, no one's going to give their heart to the Lord unless we share the good news of the kingdom.
Right.
And why not you? Why not now? Step out and join with us. Pray with us. But don't just only pray. Begin to start sharing what God has done in your life. Listen, you are a testimony if you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. If he saved you, listen, that's the greatest miracle to you that you've encountered, that you've experienced. And there's nothing like a testimony of, you know, I was lost and now I'm actually found. And so many times people are you know, they want to distance themselves from maybe some of the things that God saved them from. But listen, when you're real and transparent and share what God has saved you from and how he has changed your life completely, that gives hope to other people. You know, and I think about so many times, the time that I've shared my testimony, I've heard someone else's testimony, just really shows me it's the love of God, the compassion of God to say, wow, Lord, you did it again. If you can do it for this person and you can do it for my neighbor, or you can do it for my son, or you can do it for my daughter. Listen, we have a generation right now. We have a generation right now that needs to know God. And there's all these reports and studies that are saying that the young people are lost, that they're not coming to the Lord. In fact, what they're saying right now is that one in three millennials, those are people born between 1980s and the early 2000s, have no religious affiliation. No religious affiliation. One in three. And that means they don't know God. They don't have any concept. Well, why not? Why not step on out? Why not share your testimony? Why not share the love of God with everyone that you possibly can? Listen, when it's all said and done and it's all over with, and when you pass away, the only thing that we can take with us to heaven are souls. You can't take anything else. So why not be able to share the love of God, the compassion of God with others? Because at the end of the day, that's the only thing that counts. It's the only thing that matters. God has done so much for you. You've got to share it. You've got to open your voice and believe that your city can be won. Believe that your neighborhood can be won. Believe that your family can be won. Why not? Why not now? Why not you? And there's, you know, you can look at a situation, or you can look at what's happening in the nation and be a naysayer and just say, well, you know what? I'm saved. I'm Lord, take me home.
Right.
I'm ready, Lord.
I'm finished.
I'm finished. But are you really leaving everything on the field? Are you really pouring everything out? Well, let me tell you something. You don't want to have regrets when you're coming in, you know, standing before God. You don't want to have any regrets of what you could have done or what you could have, you know, should have said to somebody. Seize the opportunity. Seize the moment. And start believing God for divine appointments and boldness to step out. You don't have to get out there and preach a fiery sermon. You don't have to get out there and stand on something. But you can take time out of your schedule and follow the promptings and the leadings of the Lord. maybe it's a cash, the lady who's a cash register, clerk and at the local Walmart, or maybe it's the person that's coming to cut your grass, or maybe it's the person that you work with. Right next to your coworker that you never get a chance to talk to.
You know what I think about, John? Think about, remember where in VFN TV, it's there about, what does it look like to win a city?
Mm.
What does it look like? And you remember the lady that, Dorcas, that would make blankets and quilts and all this kind of stuff. And that one manifestation of the glory of God, that one lady being healed, began to, and talking about what God did, began to turn that whole city over to God. Just one epicenter, one move of God. I mean, look at this thing with, you know, somebody praying for this car accident victim and God answering, but they can't find the person. But just that moment of being there and not there, and all the speculation can stir a heart of a nation.
That's right.
And turn the heart of a city. So even the fact of saying you could witness to the milkman or the post office, but you also can go out and lay hands on people, you know, as a believer, and these signs will follow you. And it doesn't have to be everybody. It can just be, you know, Dorcas. It could be just one person.
That's right.
And don't stop telling everybody and take that person with you. Tell them what God did.
Yes.
I was dead, but now I'm alive. I was sick and I was healed. I was broke and God provided. I needed a house and he gave a word of knowledge and God gave me a house. I needed this and this happened and God did this. He said, what do you want? And boom, I'm at, you know what I'm saying? That just stirs people, realize the manifestation of the glory of God brings people to him. You know, then that brings, I believe, revival in a man's heart. That's a good word.
Well, we're coming to the end of the first hour. We had such a wonderful time. Don't forget to catch us in the extra hour beginning in just a moment. For those that are leaving us, you can catch us at VFNTV.com or catch the second half, the extra hour, on your mobile device, your iPhone, your Android, and all those wonderful places at VFNTV.com. You're listening to VFN Radio. For those who are sticking with us, we'll see you on the other side. Taking VFN Radio and VFN TV anywhere you want to go, Wi-Fi or no-fi. Why? Because of the podcast. We have podcasting available for you right now. What happens with podcasts? You go to VFNTV.com, click on the podcast, choose the source of podcast that you want to receive it in based on your particular device, computer or mobile device, and realize it just automatically will do what you set it up to do. It will download it while you're having lunch. It'll download it while you're at work. And then when you're driving anywhere in the world, flying anywhere in the world, even when you're on an airline, they say turn off all these mobile phones. You still can actually listen to what's already on your playlist, which would be downloaded programs and highlights from VFN Radio. Go to VFNTV.com and get the podcast today.
Oh, my goodness. John, have you been listening to the daily VFN Radio program?
You know I have.
Oh, man. Such good content. Hey, are you on Facebook?
Of course.
Wow. You've got to check out the VFN TV page on Facebook.com. And if you haven't, you check it out. You can go on Facebook.com/VFN TV. You know, when you're listening to the radio program and you're listening to a segment that's just, you know, speaking to you, and you know that, you know, there's friends that's really going to encourage them, you can click share. And those friends who are all your friends who you're connected with on Facebook, they'll immediately get what you share.
Wow, that's awesome. It's a great way to continue to spread the word, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah. Check it out. Facebook.com/VFNTV. You know, John, the content and the topics and subjects that we've been hearing on the VFN TV Daily Live radio program has been encouraging. Is it not?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness. I just want to encourage you, the listeners that have been listening, you know, if you've missed anything, I want to encourage you to go on VFNTV.com. And you'll see a torch on the right-hand side. Click on that link, and you'll be able to see all of the highlights. You'll be able to scroll back. You know, you might not have even known about the Daily VFN Radio program until like a week ago. But we have been posting all of the highlights since beforehand, and you can catch all of the highlights since before you've even been listening. Go to VFN TV, V for Vine, VFNTV.com, and then click on the torch on the right-hand side.